The intelligence community is looking for a few good ideas to help it solve some of its biggest problems. The Intelligence and National Security Alliance, in conjunction with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, is accepting applications through today for its Innovation Idol competition. Ellen McCarthy is president of INSA and joins us now live. Good morning, Ms. McCarthy.
Good morning.
So tell us about this contest. Today is the last day to enter?
Well, actually, you know what? For anyone listening to your broadcast, we will extend the deadline to 5 o'clock on Monday.
Well, what a delightful deal.
Amy and I are going to enter.
Tom will enter.
We'll be looking for your entry.
Okay, terrific. So you, folks who are listening today and who pull it off of our website have until 5 o'clock Monday afternoon. What is it they have to do, and what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for some really good ideas. We've provided on our website a list of areas that the intelligence community is looking to learn more about. And the IC recognizes that we don't have all the answers, that some of the best ideas actually exist outside of government. So things like robotics, communications, cybersecurity, social and human sciences. If you have interesting ideas and have put some thought to them, it's not just good ideas, but have put some thought and research, we want to know.
Are you looking for companies that perhaps nobody's heard of, or the person that has that single individual idea? Because there's a lot of huge contractors that think they know everything that would be glad to get a contract with the intelligence community.
Well, I'll tell you, that's really what we're looking for, is we're looking for new ideas, not the same old, same old. Not that we don't appreciate the support we get from our you know, some of the larger government contractors, but we're looking for some new faces. And so please don't hesitate to provide us your idea. Things that we haven't thought about, things that we may be doing and realize that you can do better.
Okay. Walk us through this. Give us a type of idea that might come your way and how somebody might get that idea from their brain to your desk.
Well, an example of an idea may be some technology that helps with biometrics or facial recognition. You've been sitting in your back room, your garage, and you have put together some ideas for various ways to conduct facial recognition, and you'd like to show the intelligence community. We'll have a room of 75 to 150 government technologists, engineers, and scientists who will be sitting down and listening to your idea. But the way you get there is you provide us a one-page unclassified abstract, which actually provides some background. If you go to our website, there actually is a form that will help you submit your one-page abstract. It should be unclassified, non-proprietary, and get it to us by 5 o'clock on Monday. We actually have a group here at the Intelligence and National Security Alliance that will be reviewing these abstracts and providing recommendations to the Office of the DNI for those that we suggest the Director of National Intelligence actually see. Ultimately, it's the Office of the DNI that will make the final selection. And then on Tuesday, June 29th, we will invite you to come in, sit down with these technologists, and provide a 5 to 8 minute briefing, and that briefing can be at the SCI level if you'd like, and it can include proprietary information to the 75 to 150 government technologists.
Wow. We're speaking with Ellen McCarthy, president of the Intelligence and National Security Alliance. Now, there's going to be some work created for the intelligence community, I suppose, if they pick two or three or five things that they really like. People have to have, they'll have to obtain security clearance to actually do business with the IC. So what happens after the contest?
Well, after the contest, there will be contacts made between the private sector and, in this case, the intelligence community. And that could include, absolutely can include more work and follow-on discussions. So it really is a great opportunity to sit down one-on-one with seniors from the intelligence community.
Who's on this blue ribbon panel of judges is going to be able to pick the winners?
Folks who sit on the Intelligence, Technology, and Innovation Committee include technologists from both the public and private sector, from large and small companies, as well as a few government employees as well.
Oh, so you're getting a lot of vetting from industry that might maybe scoop up some of those ideas for itself?
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to have another opportunity to present innovative ideas in the fall to both the Director of National Intelligence and to some of the larger systems integrators. It's the INSA American Security Challenge. That is on November 9th. And there will be another opportunity to not only sit down with government technologists, but potentially larger industry technologists and share some ideas.
I wanted to talk to you a bit about the philosophy behind turning this into a contest and not actually putting out some sort of a contract request. So why a contest? Why do it this way?
Well, it's a lot more fun.
Oh, well, that's true.
There's competition is always something that's fun, and that's really what this is all about. I've actually described this as speed dating for technologists. In a not a very formal environment, to be able to sit down and really provide some interesting dialogue in a not stuffy environment. So that really is the goal here.